For many, coffee is the elixir of life. It greets us every morning as we wake up. It's there to provide a jolt before a midday meeting, and it tastes delicious. For some, the smell of fresh coffee is what draws them in. For those from Ethiopia living in the Twin Cities, it's woven into the culture. It's part of the social fabric that brings neighbors and countrymen together, and that's where the coffee ceremony comes in.
European mispronounced it, but it's supposed to be Kaffa, where the coffee really grew and started. They discovered it by their animals eat the leaves of coffee, and so they were so alive and like energetic, and they said, "What in the world is this? Let's try that."
Here at the Flamingo, an East African restaurant in St. Paul, owner Shigetu Kebede changes into a traditional outfit, a hand-woven white cotton dress called an abesha. As she prepares the roast for our table of seven, she explains the process. And so I notice here, what's this pot here? This one right
here. A coffee maker. We call it jawana. And it's made out of a clay. And it really cooked the coffee very slowly. And that it left all the aroma in it. And so you will have a fresh coffee every time you have it. As also you can see, we started always with the green beans. And many people, they don't know coffee is green because they never seen it. But this is the coffee green beans. And you have to wash your beans many times. So I washed it already. This is already washed. And so I'm going to cook it, get it to dark roast, and then grind it and make a fresh. So every morning we have a fresh coffee.
Traditionally, women are the ones who make and serve the coffee. Back home in Ethiopia, Shigetu's mother and women that are of Shigetu's generation were housewives, homemakers, and had the time to prepare the coffee for neighbors and local women. But those roles are changing, with women entering the workforce. It's also different here in Minnesota, as many Ethiopians have immigrated here, made a life, and opened businesses.
So this is where women, every morning, they come together and share what's going on in their marriage, what's the troubling them with their kids, or anything that they are struggling with, they talk about it every morning.
Coffee ceremonies are mainly on weekends or reserved for special events. The coffee is still delicious, and our group of seven is very satisfied.
So this is how I go, and I'll let everybody smell it. And this is how we do. You bring it to yourself. And there you go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Is there something that we should say or do before we drink our coffee?
Once you taste your coffee, you say to'um. That means very good coffee. Otherwise, I'll think like, oh, they didn't like it, so I got to start all over. So all of you taste and say to'um.
To'um.
The coffee and company at the Flamingo were delightful, but I wanted to get a taste of how other restaurants do it, preferably when Ethiopians are the majority of the customers. So I went to Qatar River in the Longfellow neighborhood of Minneapolis. There, a steady stream of customers ordered their famous injera bread and hung around to chat with friends and drink coffee. The place is popular with cab drivers and others who need that extra jolt of caffeine to get by. Around 2 p.m., the staff gets the place ready for the coffee ceremony by lighting some sweet-smelling incense and lining up small, delicate white cups. And of course, just like with the Flamingo restaurant, it all begins with the beans.
Coffee, not dinner. You said, come and we invite you coffee. So we make for him coffee and dinner together.
So you wouldn't say, hey, come to my house for dinner. It's like, just cake, come to my house, have coffee, and then it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to also have dinner.
Yeah, it is a very respectful way to invite coffee.
That's Qatar River owner Sarah Wardofa. She opened the restaurant in 2008 after working for years at Fairview Hospital in Minneapolis. She said people kept asking for her injera bread and said she should open a bakery and a restaurant. So she did. Her customers are happy to hang around and talk while enjoying the Dora Watt. And of course, the coffee.
It is sweetest.
Sweet?
Yeah, it's delicious, very delicious.
Absolutely. This is the bigger
morning. Every morning we do the same thing. Early in the morning before we go to work, after work, every household drink the coffee in Ethiopia. So traditionally now, it is continue until now.
For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.